Yes, you already know what it is. Welcome back to the 7K Pick Podcast. I am the Senator, and as usual, I got my guy with me, New Classic Nick.
What's going on?
What's happening? We might have Josh join in. Josh is in the middle of dealing with some other stuff right now, but if he can swing it in by the end of the pod, he will jump in and give his picks. Shout out to Coach. Shout out to Nadia for joining us last week. She messaged me like the next day, like, "Is the pod out yet?" I was like, "I'll message you when the pod's out. Don't worry, I got you." But shout out to her for joining on. What a interesting week that we've had so far of football news. We're not even gonna get into what happened last week yet. Let's jump into some news first. So, one. Robert Saleh just got a part-time job
My guy.
with the Green Bay Packers, and he's going to be working part-time with them. I'm pretty sure he still has 2 years left with guaranteed money from the Jets contract. So he's working part-time with them to go over, show the defensive mind to offensive plays that they're doing, which super smart if I'm thinking about it. Because Jordan Love at this point right now, even though they've been winning, Jordan Love has also had a lot of turnovers at this point right now. And if they can find a way to kind of cut some of those down, that would make that Green Bay team pretty even more disgusting than what they already are at this point right now.
Yeah, he's trying to get to that Jameis level of 30-30. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's chucking touchdowns, but he's chucking interceptions too.
Speaking of Jameis, we got
Let's do it.
Jameis season in Cleveland. Now that Deshaun Watson is injured, out for the rest of the year with an Achilles tear, it is Jameis time in Cleveland.
I'm so excited. When they put in DTR after the Jameis injury, I was like, this is not it. And then you could just see when Jameis got on the field, you know what I'm saying? It's like he was ready to go. That team was ready to go. And it's gonna be I don't know, man. A Cleveland ball is gonna be interesting.
Cleveland might have made the dumbest mistake that they possibly could have this offseason, which was let Joe Flacco go to the Colts because you had a winner as your backup and you let him walk for not a lot of money. It's not like he's getting paid 20 mil for the season. He's just getting paid pretty much like a little bit over veterans minimum. If you got to think about it. And when he's in with the Colts, that Colts team looks completely different than when Richardson's in.
No, and being a Colts fan, it's tough to watch it, because it's like everybody's like, oh, we drafted our quarterback of the future. And it's like, I still think he just needs time to develop. I think he's still, they're giving him all the chances. We're still winning games, so I'm not mad about it. But he's, it is a completely different game. And Flacco obviously does Flacco things with all the wide receivers and everything on that team.
That's an absolute fact. That is one downside for what Cleveland did. They did get Nick Chubb back last week. But imagine Nick Chubb and Joe Flacco for that team.
Saw it last year. It was amazing.
So many different rumors are going around. Cooper Kupp, they're saying is on the trading block. There's been interest for Myles Garrett. Supposedly, Falcons have been in talks as well as one of the teams. Our pass rushing has not been as good as it usually is for that defensive line. I wouldn't mind getting a Myles Garrett for like a third round pick. I'm not going to lie to you. But we also have to think about who we're trying to keep next season because we are going to have to pay like a Matthew Judon if we're going to keep him or Simmons. I think Simmons may have one more year on his deal, but we got to start thinking about the window that we currently have at this point right now.
And I think with names like that, it's almost like a win now situation. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to like you they you have to win, you know,
Yeah.
or make it to like the NFC Championship. You got to make it far with this team, especially if you bring a Myles Garrett in. You're gonna have that kind of label on you that yes, you are contenders. Yes, you are, you know, gonna face the Lions in the NFC.
That's an absolute fact. Like you can't show, you can't, you have to at least win the division. And if you bring in a Garrett, Myles Garrett, like at this point right now, if you don't make, if you don't win the division, but you make it into the wild card, that's kind of acceptable. But if you bring in a Myles Garrett to partner up with a Grady Jarrett, like a Matthew Judon, with that corners that we have, you have to win the division. You have to make a deep run. Keeping in the NFC South, Bryce Young has been named the starter this week. Hoping for a quick recovery for Andy Dalton and his family. Hopefully none of the injuries were too major after the car accident was reported, but Bryce Young is the starter this week.
Yep. And hold on. Who are they playing again?
They are facing,
The Broncos. And you damn right, I picked up the Broncos defense everywhere I could in fantasy this morning.
I
Yeah. You
do
see that
nothing
man
yet.
started, you pick that opposing fantasy or that defense.
And if you haven't, you probably missed out by now, by the time you're hearing this. D Hop traded to the Chiefs for a fifth round pick that can, a conditional fifth round pick could possibly move up to a fourth round pick. What is happening?
This is a crazy one. You know, I mean, they don't need him down the sides. I think they just need reliable hands on that team. You know, I think that's what it's going to be. You're going to see him. I mean, they made Juju look like a superstar 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? Like he had 134 yards 2 weeks ago and it was like, "Who?" You know, like back from the dead Juju, you know, but and D-Hop is better than Juju. Let's be perfectly honest. And I think they just need sure hands in that offense. You know, they haven't got Kelce going at all. They got Worthy to run down the sides, fastest man in football, you know, but I think they need that sure-handed receiver.
Oh, 100%. I think they're looking at him as Larry Fitzgerald nearing the ending of his career. Just pick up these sure first downs when we need it. The defense needs to rest a bit because right now they're really relying on their defense more than anything else. And when Pacheco comes back, you have a backfield of Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Like that saying, the rich keeps getting richer, could not be used more than with the Kansas City Chiefs at this point right now. Because it makes no damn sense how they only traded a fifth round pick, a conditional fifth round pick
Crazy,
for
crazy.
D-Hop. And then when you look at Tennessee, it's like, what are you trying to do at this point right now? Like, are you just selling for the draft at this point? Because you let Derrick Henry walk at the start of the offseason, and now you trade D-Hop. And you don't really know who your quarterback is. It could be Mason. It could be Will Levis. Like, neither of them are the greatest options as a starter. What is the situation going to be?
I'm just happy that they're in my division. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you can have all this going on. Like, I got Jacksonville and Tennessee in my division. I feel real good about that. But I think the
That's true.
Titans, I have no idea. You know, it's like the 2 weeks ago, Calvin Ridley had zero targets, right? So they're not using him as a wide receiver one. Like, Hopkins, what was he on that team? Like, I just don't understand what they're doing. Pollard's been kind of nice this year, but that's like their offense. And now Mason Rudolph, like, you know, I don't know if they'll win another game this year. And that's not even me talking shit. I think that's just facts.
They might get across, their defense isn't bad.
Yeah, defense is good.
It might, they might end up winning a game where it's like 10 to 9 or something like that, like one of those low scoring games.
They play the
But
Raiders this year?
Raiders, maybe if they face the Patriots in the next
Right.
couple of things, like you just never know. But yeah, I don't know what to say about them. That did you guys face them once already?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so you guys have one more game with them.
Yeah, that was a Flacco. That was a Flacco game.
Yeah, so should be another guaranteed victory for you guys there. So like it is, yeah, no, it's you can already see some of these teams that are already selling and calling it quits at this point right now. And then we're only in week seven. I mean,
And we
week
got
eight, week eight, week
right.
eight.
I mean, we got to talk about the biggest seller with the biggest moves of the week.
Which one's
We
that?
got a new quarterback in Vegas, baby. We got a new quarterback. We got my favorite quarterback to watch in the NFL back.
That is
Back and
true.
hopefully starting. I wish Josh was on right now because I would just love to see I want him to see the joy I have that Desmond Ridder might start a football game again. And I'm so excited for it.
As a Falcons fan, that might be the game that I watch if it's a 2 o'clock game. I am trying to see what time that game comes on. It's a 2:25 game, so I will definitely be watching that if he starts
With against the Chiefs,
against the
I hope
Chiefs.
so. I hope so.
Because that will be such an interesting game to watch.
Just the fear in his eyes when Chris Jones comes at him. Like, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, there'll be a lot of passes thrown out of bounds. Or directly to Chris Jones.
That's the Ridder move. Just throw it up and get an interception. That's
Yeah.
his move.
We don't know who's gonna catch this ball. It could be our team, could be the other team, could be the refs, could be the sideline. It doesn't matter. Somebody will catch it.
We need to see if Vegas plays New York, man. I got to see Ridder versus Jones this year. I have to. The two most like scared quarterbacks at the snap, you know?
Nah, we need Bryce versus Desmond.
Mm. Nice one.
The rematch.
Yes.
Let's talk about last week's games. What were your highlights? What were your lowlights? We won't go over all the games, but what was your highlights and lowlights from last week?
Man, one of the big highlights, one of the big surprises, I think, to all of us was Mr. Unlimited's comeback.
Unlimited.
Look kind of good. Look kind of good.
He had a
Yeah, the first
really
half, I
good.
was like, okay, he's okay. The second half, I'm like, all right, he's cooking. You know, he looked good the second half.
He had a really good throw to Pickens. That
Yeah.
sideline one, just right in his pocket. I was like, okay.
I have a feeling we're going to see very limited Justin Fields the rest of the year. But I feel bad for it because he got off to a great start. He looked good. I like Fields. You know, I'm a Fields truther. I think he's a good quarterback. But I just looking at what Russ brings to this offense, it's almost like what Flacco does to the Colts or, you know, what Jameis might do to these to the Browns. You know, I think it's just that throwing quarterback, that throw first mentality with this offense, you know, it should be a spark to them.
I would definitely agree with that. Russ looked good in that game. Also, that Pittsburgh defense is the Pittsburgh defense. It looked like the Jets kind of went away from what they were. Well, we can't really say they went away from it because they didn't really have like a solid game before that. So it looked like they were trying to force to Devontae, and when Devontae couldn't get it, then they would try to force to Garrett Wilson. They didn't score at all in the second half. And besides for that Hail Mary that Lazard ended up catching, like they did not really look good the whole game. So let's see what happens this week. But they might end up being probably the most disappointing team of this season. They're definitely up there for the most. I would probably have them Jacksonville.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, as the two teams at this point right now.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I think also, another highlight, shout out to Coach, man. He's got an MVP again. Lamar has to win MVP this year. Watching him play, oh man, does he have control of that offense?
He might
That
have
offense is so good.
the MVP and the Offensive
Yeah.
Player of the Year both on the same team.
We were talking in the chat on that game, and it's like, yo, why isn't Henry playing? And then it's pretty much like 10 minutes after we said that, he busts out for like an 80-yarder. And it's like, oh, there he is. It's just like, it's like he doesn't even, he can get a rest. I think on the broadcast they said he didn't play for an hour of game time. Like he just kind of chilled out and, all of a sudden it's like, he busts out an 80-yarder out of nowhere. Should
Just
have had a touchdown.
let Hill take the honestly, I saw the angle of where they showed the whole field and like the angle that I forget what his name was that stopped Henry from getting the touchdown.
Yeah.
That angle that he took and the speed that they calculated at, I was like, okay, that was a real, because he went faster than Derrick Henry
Was
coming from
crazy.
the other side of the field.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this guy. Smart football IQ right there. But yeah,
Right.
Derrick Henry is pretty much averaging like 180 yards each week at this point right now, on track to break the record for most rushing yards. And then Bateman looks
Yeah.
good at this point right now.
Catching
Likely is
bombs.
doing likely do stuff. Andrews finally got back involved in the offense. Zay Flowers was a little banged up, but we know what Zay Flower does. And then Lamar just does what Lamar does. Hill in the backfield too. Yeah, this will lead to one of my lowlights of the week. And one of my lowlights of the week is anytime Jerry Jones has to talk about why Cowboys did not take Derrick Henry.
But it's so good. You can almost see a glimmer of the regret in his eyes every time he talks about it.
Consistently. And when he said that Derrick Henry would not fit their offense.
Bro, you make Derrick Henry fit your offense. Come on now.
That was the statement that they made about Baltimore when he went to Baltimore. And what they did, they didn't really didn't change up too many stuff. You just figure out that first week, you could tell that they didn't know exactly how to use Derrick Henry. And from that first week on, they learned. All right. Actually, no, I'll say from the second week on, they learned. Like, I formation, Derrick Henry. Give him the ball, go. Lamar can scramble for a bit. Put Hill in to
Change of pace.
change the pace. Then you put back in Derrick Henry and. I'm pretty sure he's pretty much had like an 80-yard run or close to an 80-yard run pretty much every week. Like,
It's crazy.
I don't.
Yeah. I think the most like the they kept talk they talked about it a couple times on the broadcast too. They were saying that Harbaugh was impressed with how coachable Henry is. And it's like for a veteran running back to have the success that he did his way, really, that Tennessee offense revolved around him. And this offense does, but it doesn't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like they have other weapons. We talked about Zay Flowers and Bateman and Andrews, likely Hill. It's like anybody could step up any week. So it doesn't really have to revolve around Henry. So it's it, but he's better, like he's better than a role player, but it's not like his offense. And I think it was really interesting when Harbaugh said that he was being extremely coachable and he was extremely open to any of the ideas that they had.
And also like Lamar's mindset at this point, where it's not, where it doesn't look like he's looking. He said himself that he's not looking at the Super Bowl right now. He's not looking at MVP. He's looking at week by week, which is, I think, where one of his biggest fault was before. It was always looking, this is a team that can make it to the Super Bowl. And you listen to the media that says that this is a team that can make it to the Super Bowl. So you're always focusing on that. then you run into like a Kansas City, or you run into a thing and you think you need to outplay the other quarterback. Right now, he is just playing his own game. He's being accurate with his passes. He's choosing the right time to run. He's not taking too many hits. Like, this Baltimore team is scary. And it might really come down to this Baltimore team and Kansas City again, because with that pickup that Kansas City got.
It's crazy. I think Kansas City knows that their defense is better than Baltimore. I'll say that straight
Oh,
up,
for
like
sure.
just 100%. But they need to work on that offense. You know, I haven't seen Kansas City open up offensively this year. And we've seen Baltimore every week open up offensively, you know?
Yep.
Like
And
they're
I
giving
think.
up points. Don't get me wrong. Like Baltimore's giving up 30 points a game. That defense is not good.
Not good at
But
all.
that offense, when they're throwing 35, 40 points a game, it's like, yeah, it's going to be almost impossible to beat them.
The only downside to them right now is that they need to figure out how banged up Humphreys is. Because Humphreys had two really big
Two.
interceptions last week. You need that guy on. You need right now, their two key people on defense is Van Noy and Humphreys. So if they can get a pass rusher as well, that would really help them at this point right now. I'm trying to think if there was any other ones for me from last week.
Man, the low lights. Come on, man. All the injuries. Are you kidding me?
Lowlights is definitely
Whew.
the injuries, especially watching the
Wow.
Monday game and
Man.
seeing Evans and Godwin both out, pretty much gonna, one's back week 12. One is out for the year, like, but there are so many other ones on top of that. This injuries this season has been horrible. Jaden Daniels, day by day at this point right now. 49ers with Deebo,
Ayuk.
with Ayuk.
Ayuk done for the year.
Yeah.
Two season-ending injuries to wide receivers this week.
Yeah, we're looking at pretty bad, to tell you the truth. Injuries altogether this season has been, it's always been the key people too.
It's funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's terrible. You know, that was a bad choice of words, but
Yeah.
it's like it's interesting to think that so last year. Every quarterback got hurt. We saw every backup quarterback start a game last year. It was bonkers. You know what I'm saying? It was like the year of the backup. And now we're kind of seeing that shift to wide receiver. You're seeing a lot of backup wide receivers. You look at the Rams without their two superstars, and you're seeing a lot of backups. Tampa Bay, we're seeing a lot of backups. San Francisco next week, you're going to see a lot of backups. You know, it's like it's almost like a complete, you know, it's like one year or the other. You know, hopefully next year it's not running backs. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to, in fantasy, I'm just going to draft every backup running back and get my hands on just in case, you know?
It's very interesting too, because pretty much everyone being traded at this point is a wide receiver.
Right.
Like, we're seeing last week we had Adams, we had Cooper. This week we had Hopkins at this point right now. That doesn't even, Cup might be traded by Sunday. Like, we just don't know. And it is very interesting to see who's being traded and who's not being traded. Hassan Reddick is supposed to come back for the Jets this week. We'll see if that also helps their defense. Like, and he's kind of like, at this point right now, you can kind of say he's a free agent pickup because he hasn't played this whole season. Like,
Straight up.
it's going to be very interesting to see the next couple weeks as well, because trade deadline is November 5th, and there's so many different people being rumored for trades. So we will keep you guys updated on that once we know about those stuff. Just continue to listen to the podcast. Do we want to get into this week?
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start off with Thursday night football. And we have a very interesting game because there was supposedly rumors of Stafford being traded to this team. And so we got
Very close,
very
very
close.
close.
We got Minnesota traveling to LA to face the Rams. Minnesota finally cut their first loss last week to Detroit. And Rams, we don't know what the Rams are at this point right now. Rams probably are going to be one of those teams starting to sell off players in a little bit as well. So, Vikings are favored by 3 points. Who you got? Over under is 48 and a half.
All right. So I am actually going with the Rams. I think we saw the Vikings take the loss, and I don't think they took it very well. I want to know what that rumor's all about with Stafford. I don't know if it's a Darnold thing. I don't know if it's like what's going on. You know, like I wish I knew a little bit more. I know Cooper Kupp's back. I know Cooper Kupp's back, you know, so he's going to be fed targets. You know, he is. Kyron Williams is still a, you know, a superstar running back, in my opinion. I just think the Vikings loss showed that they can lose, you know, and the Rams, as bad as they've been, they might still win that division. That division's still up in the air. It's wild to think that a 2-4 team right now, they could win the division because that division is so all over the place.
It's completely all over the place. Normally at this point right now, we'd be like, yeah, San Fran has it in the bag. But with all these injuries, we can't say that. Brock Purdy hasn't really looked as good as we thought he was. Not saying that he's not good, just saying how he normally is, but he's also not had all his weapons. They're still missing CMC. They're still missing Ayuk. Samuels is quite questionable, but probably will miss this game. Like, it's gonna be right now. I don't even know if Juwan Jennings is playing this one either. So like, you have a lot of people there. Seattle got a big win over my Falcons last week, but they're completely up and down. Like, if they're facing a defense where they can get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, Geno does not play as well. And Falcons play a lot of zone defense, and if you can just sit in the zone, like, you can move the chains on the Falcons. So like, Rams can definitely still come back to win, and that's the wild thing about that division. I am gonna still choose Minnesota. I think they're gonna bounce back from that loss last week. I also think that Darnold might have been blindsided by these rumors coming out, and might want to say like, I am the man, and this might be one of those games. Justin Jefferson might I chose the over for his yardage. I think they said 67 or something like that. I was like, he might go for 100 on this one right here, just because that defense is not the greatest for the Rams. And so I'm gonna choose the Minnesota Vikings for this one.
It's probably a smarter pick, but yeah.
Honestly, it's one of those ones where they might feed Cooper Kupp just to showcase him, and you just
Maybe.
never to try getting a little more value on the trade, if the trade's actually gonna happen, because now you have so many other teams that are gonna want to trade for a wide receiver. The Bucks definitely need to trade for a wide receiver at this point right now. So you might just be showcasing for them. Or Steelers still need a. Van Jefferson is not their number two. They are going to need a second. And Steelers and Bucks are both in mention for Cooper Kupp. The 11 o'clock slate game, so 1 o'clock Eastern. We got a division rivalry game with the Falcons traveling to Tampa Bay to face the Bucks. Atlanta is favored by 2.5. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to choose Atlanta. I think with those two key injuries, that's usually how you beat the Falcons, is if you can get people that can run the slot, and then you have Mike Evans go over top. Like, that's usually how you beat them. You're missing two key people on this one here, and I just think Falcons is undefeated right now in division games, and I think we're trying to keep up with that. So in order to extend the lead right now, we need this victory. So I'm gonna go with the Falcons.
Yeah, I'll go with the Falcons as well. I think this might be a closer game than we think. I do. I like the Bucks running game a lot. I think they could do some damage. I think, Tucker saw some work. He got 30 yards last week. Bucky Irving looked dynamite when he got the ball. Rashad White out of the backfield. He's going to catch some stuff. So I think they're going to be okay without the receivers, but they're not going to do. It's not going to be enough to keep up with the Falcons because that. I think after the loss last week, I think the Falcons, yeah, I think they go into Tampa and I think they're going to run the board on this one. I think this is going to be a Kirk chucking the ball kind of game.
Oh, for sure. And
Yeah.
I think that one thing I will say is that when it comes to motivating the team again, Raheem Morris is really good at that. And especially coming off of how bad of a loss that kind of looked like. It wasn't like the worst looking loss, but it wasn't a great looking loss. And then you go right into a division game off of a team that lost two key players. And on a short week, because they played on the Monday. Yeah, I think they'll be motivated for this one here.
I agree.
Next up, we got Baltimore Ravens traveling to Cleveland to face the Browns. Baltimore are favored by 8.5 points, and the over-under for this one is 44.5. Who you got?
I think we spoke enough about Baltimore, so it's going to be Baltimore. However, I do want to see Jameis play, and I'm excited to watch this game because I'm excited to watch Jameis. I want to see what he does. I like Jameis. I'm a Jameis fan. I was a fan of his in Tampa, and kind of followed him around and was got excited every time he like stepped in a game. I like watching Jameis, man. I'm a Jameis fan, but the Ravens are going to destroy this Browns team on Sunday.
This is a Ravens game, but I might choose Cleveland to cover the spread because I don't know if I feel like Cleveland also did not play motivated when Deshaun was in, just because what he says at times and like his play on the field. Jameis is not afraid to push the ball or. And they might, and people might be a little bit more excited to play with him. I don't think they're winning this game, but I could see this. I could see Jameis, especially if Humphreys is hurt, I could see him really trying to attack that side that Humphreys would be on. So, Baltimore to win, Cleveland to cover.
I do also think I want to keep an eye on like Njoku's play because him and Winston are they look good,
Yeah.
and Cade Otton kind of went off on the Ravens on Monday,
That's true.
and it's Cade Otton, and I think Njoku's a better tight end than Cade Otton.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Nine is a
Yeah, you might be right on that.
I could see it, but I can also see a game where
Blowout.
yeah, like it's either going to be a 6 point game, like 6, 7 point game. Or it's going to be like a 20-point game. Like there's no
Right.
in between when it comes to it.
That's good.
Next up, we got your Colts against the Houston Texans. Texans are favored by 5. The over-under is 45.5. Who you got?
Yeah, I hate picking the Texans, but I'm gonna pick the Texans. I think I have to. I think the Colts, just watching them. Man, our run defense is so bad, and Mixon's kind of been great since he's been back. The last 2 weeks, he's put up some big numbers, and our run defense is so bad. Like it gets torched every single week, and I got to see something out of Richardson. I think he's gonna start this game. They're gonna keep him in there, but it's like I got to see something, man. He looks rattled. And they're not doing enough designed runs with him. They're not doing anything. They're not letting him open up. I don't know if it was the injury last year that's kind of holding them back or like whatever, but it's like, they're not letting him do his thing, but it's ugly football right now. It's tough. We got a winning record, but it ain't pretty.
I'm also choosing the Texans on this one here. If Flacco was playing, I would have chose the Colts to cover the spread. I just don't see Richardson right now, he's not running properly, and he's not accurate enough to go against this Houston team. So I am choosing the Texans just based off of that.
So f fantasy wise, wherever I couldn't pick up Denver, I picked up the Texans defense. If that tells you anything.
Think that's a smart plan, to tell you the truth. Next up, we got Green Bay. We got the Packers traveling to Jacksonville. It is 49.5 for the over under, and the Packers are favored by 4 points. I'm gonna start with this one here. I am going with Jacksonville
Yes.
on this one
Okay.
here.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. This is
So,
it.
Jacksonville has not played good football this whole season, but their defense has been starting to pick up over the past 2 weeks. I might even give it 3 weeks. I'll give it the past 3 weeks. Bigsby right now has been playing amazing football for them as well, with ETN being out. Engram coming back, I think, helps for sure. And Green Bay does a lot of turnovers at this point right now. So I could see this being like a 28-26 game, to tell you the truth. So I would choose the over on this game for sure. 48, 49 and a half, I'll choose the over for sure. But I could see Jacksonville winning this game.
Wow, I thought I was gonna have the hot take. That's awesome. Because I'm also picking the Jags. I am. I you know what? The Jags are they're a good, I think they're a good team. I think they are. I still think they are. I think they're kind of like where the Bengals, they had a bad start, but I still think they're a good team. I think they might still win this division. With No, no, they're not. The
No.
Texans are going to win. They might slide into a wild card, though, at like 9-8 or something.
I still think that's. I don't see that, but I will say that I can see. No, I can't see that. I'm sorry. I'll
It's
try to
fair.
talk
It's
myself
fair.
into
No,
it. I
it's
can't.
fair. As soon as I started saying it, I was like, oh, shit. I just got to keep going now.
You gotta commit to it. Commit to it. Next up,
Game of
this
the
one,
week.
game of the week for sure. We got the Tennessee Titans traveling to Detroit to face the Lions. The over under is 44 and a half, and the Lions are favored by 11 points. What's his name? J-Mo is suspended for 2 games, so he won't be playing this game. But they do not need him for this game, and I am choosing Detroit to cover the spread. And I might choose Detroit alone to cover the over under. So, yeah, give me Detroit.
Oh man. I mean, usually we look at this thing, it's like 44 and a half and 11 point spread. It's like, oh, that's disrespectful. Not to this
No.
Titans team, man. This Titans team is bad. This is like we talked about in the intro. It's they're looking rough, and the Lions are that good. They're that good. We saw, we were kind of waiting for a while to see a Jahmyr Gibbs game. That was a Jahmyr Gibbs game last week against Minnesota. We might not see that this week. He'll still get his, but I think, they'll do a little more splitting between him and Monty. But I think but then Jared Goff's gonna pass for 230 yards and go 20 for 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's damn near perfect this year, and it's wild to watch this offense right now.
Yeah, there's really not much more to say towards this game, to tell you the truth. So
No.
we'll move on to another game of the week. We got the New York Jets traveling to New England to face the Patriots. The Jets are favored by 7 points. The over under is 40 and a half. Who you got?
So the Patriots, for some wild reason, always play good against the Jets. Just as like the Miami Dolphins always play good against the Patriots always take it to the Jets. I don't think they'll do it this week. I will pick the Jets to win, but I think I have the Patriots to cover. I think that Drake May looks kind of good, even with his like pretty not good receiving team. But I think they cover this, and I would definitely choose the over on points.
I would choose the over on points. I'm going to choose the Jets on this one here. I think this week here, they finally figure out how to properly use Devontae and Garrett Wilson all together. I think Devontae coming out and saying like that's a problem with this team like already after 1 week. This might be where Devontae really starts to like dial up and I think Garrett Wilson will probably like be learning from Devontae too to like ask for the ball like for sure. So I'm gonna choose the Jets on this one. If they cannot cover 7 points against the Patriots, if they end up losing this game, they need to just watch the season. I'll just say that for sure. The season is a waste already. Next up, we got Arizona traveling to Miami with the return of Tua. Miami are favored by 3.5 points, and the over under is 45.5. I am going to choose Miami on this one here, just because I think that team is horrible without Tua. And maybe it's just because they wouldn't bring in an actual, like a better quarterback. Maybe they didn't bring in a better quarterback because they wanted to justify the amount of money that they paid Tua. But with Tua on that team, they just all play a lot better. Defense is still not that great. But Kyler had a really decent game against. Last Monday against the Chargers wasn't a great game, but he did have a really nice 45-yard rush for a TD. I just think the team's gonna rally around Tua, so I'm gonna choose Miami for this one.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I think that Hill and Waddle and Achane are going to be so excited to get the ball again, and have control of the ball and maybe get something thrown to them. I
OBJ
think
too.
Tyreek, right? I think Tyreek had two targets like last week or 2 weeks ago. It's Tyreek Hill. He's potentially the best wide receiver in football, and you're getting him two targets. It's upsetting to watch as like a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like as a football fan, when you kind of, that he doesn't even have the opportunity to do what he does. You know what I'm saying? It's like I feel cheated as like just a football fan to see this happen. So I think they're going to explode. I think the Cardinals need to figure their shit out. Marvin Harrison is, oh, he is not even existent on the field right now. And it's I don't know what it is. It's like Dortch and Wilson are getting so much ball, but I'm like, get them going. This is about it's about halfway through the year, so this is when we should start seeing some of the rookies start to step up. We saw it with AJ Brown in his breakout. He was like fine the first half of the year, but he exploded for like 1,100 yards the final 9 games or whatever it was his rookie year. And so I think this is the time where we start to see the rookies blow up, and I really hope Marvin does it against this awful Miami defense.
This is the time to do it. This week and last week was the time to do it. You missed last week. This week is the time to do it. Next up might be the game of the morning. We got the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Cincy to face the Bengals. The over-under is 47.5, and Cincy are favored by 2.5. Who you got?
Oh man, this might be the hardest game to pick. This is going to be a tough one. The Eagles looked better last week. AJ Brown looked good. Smith did nothing. And Saquon looked really good. And the Bengals are starting to, get their shit together. You know what I'm saying? Burrow's had a soft game last week, but he didn't need a big game against Cleveland. I think the Bengals are due, and I'm going to pick them to take this game and cover.
Yeah, I completely agree with you that this is a hard game to choose.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose the Eagles. And I'm solely just basing this on if Saquon has a game. 'Cause right now I can't even really say Jalen Hurts has been playing really good. Like Jalen Hurts got three touchdowns, but they were all pretty much brotherly shoves touchdowns. It's pretty much Saquon and AJ determines everything. Since he doesn't even really use their running backs as much, but if T. Higgins can have a good game, like you know what Ja'Marr Chase is going to do. I just think Eagles defense are starting to play a lot better now. So that's the only reason why I'm going to choose the Eagles.
That's fair.
Then we got the 2 o'clock slate games, 4 o'clock Eastern. So we'll start off with the game of the week for this one here.
Gosh.
We got the New Orleans Saints traveling to LA to face the Chargers. The over under is 40 and a half, and Chargers are favored by 7 points. I'm choosing Chargers because I don't know what the hell the Saints are at this point right now. Shout out to Kamara, who got a 2-year extension. But overall, what are the Saints at this point right now?
Not good. They ain't good.
So, yeah, give me the Chargers for this one.
Okay. So it's a good point. Seven's a lot, though, for the Chargers. Let's be
That's true.
perfectly real.
That's true.
The Chargers don't put up points, so I don't know if they'll cover the spread. All right, I'm trying to find anything to see if Rattler's starting. So here's where I'm at. So I think the Chargers win. I think the Saints cover. I think that there's big talks that Olave is going to play.
Okay.
Like he passed concussion protocol. He was limited in practice today. I think if he gets in a full practice the rest of the week, I think we see him. And just going off what Rattler said during his first like game, he just wants to feed Olave. And I think that's what they need to do because we've been waiting for all year. He doesn't have an option now. He ain't got a receiving corps. No Shahid Raheed, and they had what Bub Means is their number one target. Like,
Pretty
you
much.
need Chris Olave, so he's going to get fed targets if Rattler can get it to him. But I think the Chargers win, but I think the Saints cover.
Seven is too much.
I think seven's too much for the Chargers.
Yeah, that's a valid point. But I just think that Chargers defense might get a few turnovers just based off of there.
You get a Derwin James interception return.
Yeah, it's gonna be something ridiculous like that. That's the only reason why I chose Chargers there,
Okay.
but not confident at all in that, so don't get twisted. This might definitely, I might choose the under for this, and it's only 40 and a half.
Half, choose the under.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you chose the under on the Arizona game thing, it would have been under the 40 and a half.
Oh, would it ever?
Yeah. So, the actual game of the 2 o'clock settings, Buffalo Bills versus Seattle Seahawks. Buffalo Bills are favored by 3. The over under is 46 and a half. I would choose the over for the 46 and a half. And I'm gonna choose the Bills because I just think the Bills are clicking a lot more. Keon Coleman had told that hilarious story of him having to help Cooper and Cooper getting the touchdown off of that. I think Cooper is going to be way more familiar with the playbook at this point right now. Keon Coleman had a really big game last week.
Should have had that touchdown, man. That would have been
Should, yeah.
beautiful.
He needs to like cap it off, but Yeah, no, they're Josh Allen is enforcing the Seattle. I mean, Buffalo can get to the quarterback better than Atlanta can, so you'll see a lot more pressure. So, yeah, give me the Bills on this one.
I as well will go with the Bills. I think it'll be interesting to see if DK plays as well. I
That's
think
true.
that'll be he got hurt at the end of the game. So he might miss a game. So we'll see. Yeah, I think we're yeah, I think so. So you know what also, all right, I wanted to give Josh Allen, my man, a little bit of a shout out right
Of
now.
course.
So he's got seven weeks this year, right? You know how many interceptions he's thrown this year?
Isn't he still at zero?
Zero.
Yeah.
Remember all the talk, like the man just, reckless and throws a ball, so many interceptions, this and that. My man has zero this year. He's way smarter with the ball. He's not forcing it, like you said. He's just playing good football. He's not just throwing it. And I think we're going to see it, I think, with both Devontae Adams and Cooper. Now that they've got a week in of practice with their team, I think they're both going to step up this week, and we're going to see them both put up some big games with these two quarterbacks, with Rodgers and with Allen.
We're going to see bigger games. If he starts throwing interceptions at this point right now, it's
Don't.
because I'm saying if he does, the additional Cooper might do it because the same thought process that people had with Diggs could be the same thing that happens. If Cooper just comes in and just says, yo, I'm just here to play my game and not demand the ball, then Josh Allen will continue with this great season that he has. But if he starts demanding the ball and Josh Allen feels like he needs to force him the ball, that's where you start seeing those mistakes.
I think a couple years in Cleveland will make you not want to demand the ball anymore.
6 weeks
Just
in.
let me play whatever game you
Yeah.
want me to play.
Yeah. 6 weeks in Cleveland this season alone told him he was like, man, I'm so happy for this upgrade right now. We got Chicago traveling to Washington. Chicago is favored by 3. Over under is 43.5. Who you got?
Man, I really wish we would see Caleb versus Jaden Daniels. I would have loved to watch this game if it was Caleb versus Jaden Daniels. I was so excited, marked on the calendar, like this game is the game to watch. We're not going to get that. We're getting Caleb versus Marcus Mariota,
Who looked
which
good
is,
last week
he looked
when
good. He looked
But that was
good,
also against the Panthers, so.
and we also know what Mariota is, let's
Yeah.
be perfectly honest. I'm going with the Bears. The Bears have looked really good. Before their bye, like the couple games before the bye, the offense started clicking. Caleb seems more comfortable. Started spreading the ball around a little more. Everybody was like, "Oh, where's Keenan Allen? Where's Keenan Allen?" Got two touchdowns, that last game. So I think he's learning, and with the bye week, I think the Bears might go on a run here. I have a sneaking suspicion, and the Commanders' defense is really, really bad.
If there's a time to go on a run, it's right now.
Yep.
So I am choosing the Bears for this one. I am choosing the over for this too, because I do think that points will be scored in this game. So yeah, I'm going with the over and Bears by 3. Next up, oh man, we got the Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Vegas. So we got. Let's just think of the lineup. We got Mahomes, Kelce, Noah Gray, Kareem Hunt, D Hop, Worthy. We got them traveling to face Ritter.
The end.
Honestly, it's pretty much Ritter and Crosby. All right. Actually, let's give Bowers some love. And
Oh
Bowers.
yeah, Bowers.
Yeah.
He's
If
he'll
yeah.
be he'll be the best tight end in
Yeah.
football. Let's
Yeah.
that's no matter who the quarterback is.
Yeah, we gotta give Bowers some love.
Yep.
So
Yep.
Kansas City are favored by 10, which normally would be the highest of the week until you saw that Detroit game. And then the over under is 41.5. I'm gonna keep it simple. I'm choosing the Chiefs and I'm choosing the over.
It's a big over for Vegas at home.
It might be 35-7. So I think that you add a D hop to this team, there's gonna be a lot more first downs being picked up at this point right now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be surprised if they bust out the ring around the rosy again in this game.
Man, this,
Sorry,
oh,
Josh.
yeah, sorry, Josh. This
For sure.
game is, yeah, Chiefs, the end. I got nothing else. I think you said it good. And, I just, yeah, no, just the Chiefs. Chiefs keep rolling.
Yeah, it's yeah, that's pretty much it. Last game of the 2 o'clock schedule, another 10-point spread. We got Carolina traveling to Denver. The over under is 41.5, and Denver is favored by 10. I know you said you picked up Denver on pretty much anywhere, so I'm gonna let you start with this one.
Yeah, Denver. That so again, so kind of like, oh my, I'm sorry, I'm just looking at Carolina's first couple weeks with Bryce Young, and they lost 47-10 to New Orleans and then 26-3 for the against the Chargers. Like, the man put up 13 points in two games. I just wanted to double check that. I forgot about all that. So kind of like what I was talking about with Marvin Harrison, I think we're going to start to see Franklin emerge as the number one in Denver. He's had two really strong games, and him and Nix have that chemistry already. And I think Troy Franklin could emerge as like a top four rookie wide receiver faster than we think on a pretty mediocre team, but he's going to get a ton of ball. And Nick's actually looks kind of good. His scrambling looks good. Like, he kind of looks good, you know? He's not going to beat anybody good, but he's like, against a team like Carolina, he's just going to eat.
That defense is gonna do what that defense does. So,
What does Sertan have to do this game? Like, what's he going to do? We're going to sit back and just watch the game.
he may just chill. I am choosing the under, and I
Okay.
am choosing Denver to cover the spread on this one here, 'cause yeah.
Yeah.
Simple, yeah. And then last for Sunday games, we got Dallas Cowboys, America's team that couldn't afford Derrick Henry, traveling to San Fran to face the 49ers. 49ers are favored by 4, and the over under is 45.5. That Dallas defense does not look good at all. And I think if Brock can have a regular Brock Purdy game, I know he's missing a lot of targets, like his main targets. But that both these teams right now aren't good. But I trust San Fran more. I trust San Fran coaching more than I trust Cowboys. So give me 49ers to cover the spread, and I'm probably going to choose the under for this, because San Fran's defense is still San Fran's defense. It's just their offense isn't really scoring like that. But yeah, give me San Fran and give me the under.
I am going with the Dallas Cowboys, and I will be picking the Dallas Cowboys a lot the rest of the season. I don't know if we forgot last week after the bye when Dak and CeeDee Lamb were the best duo in football after their bye week last year. Dak was averaging 300 a game. That's when CD got most of his 1800 yards last year, was in after the bye week.
That's
They
right.
went 8-3 after the bye week last year. I think the defense is trash, but I think that offense, they're gonna click. And we saw it last year. And I think it's gonna, it took this bye week to get Dallas back on track. And I think that offense is going to fly the second half.
Here's the only pushback I have towards that.
Course.
They both wanted new contracts.
And they both got it.
We're going after the bye after they got new contracts.
Okay.
They have not looked good after they got the money.
Okay. They got the bag. Yep.
Yeah,
Okay.
and during the
Okay.
bye, they both may have just spent it trying to figure out what they're going to use that money on, to tell you the truth.
Well, Dak spent it on a wife.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So it might be a little bit different this season, but yeah, they did go on the tear last season after the bye. Like they were a problem. Maybe this is the week where Zeke finally gets 10 rushing yards.
On eight
Nine
carries.
attempts.
Yeah, exactly.
And then last up, we got the Monday Night Football game. We got Danny Dimes and Malik Nabers traveling to Pittsburgh to face Mr. Unlimited. George Pickens, JJ, I mean TJ Watts, and that defense. And Mike Tomlin, who, as much as people were like, they didn't want him back as a coach, whatever, has a team that should not be 5-2 at 5-2 at this point right now. So, and what, Najee looked good last week. So it's a 36 and a half over under.
Which is insane.
And it is a 6.5 spread for Pittsburgh. Who do you got?
Who do I got?
After that wonderful intro that I did for it.
Pittsburgh, of course. Of course. It's got to be Pittsburgh. I am going to choose the over in this game. I do think the Giants might put up some points. I hope Malik does something.
Yeah, I need him too.
Yeah, right. So, and they got Tyrone Tracy, who looks really good. I hope he takes over that backfield because old man Singletary's fine, but Tracy looks nice.
He does.
So they got some pieces, but it's just Daniel Jones is the worst. No, Bryce Young and Ridder. He's like the third worst quarterback in football right now.
They're competing.
Yeah.
They're competing. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Give me Pittsburgh. Now that Raw is 2 hours, I might be focusing on that the entire time rather than just have this game on the in the back. Like, what more can I really say about it? Like, it's not a good game. It's
How
not
does
a good game.
the how are the Giants getting these primetime games? Sunday night 2 weeks ago, Monday night this week. Like, how are the Giants getting these?
I don't even know how they thought like this was going to be like a good game, to tell you the truth. Like,
At the beginning of the year when they were making the schedule, they're like, oh yeah, the Giants.
they're like, you know what? This is Danny Dimes' proving year. He's about to go off.
He's about to go off.
And then they forgot about the last couple seasons with him. And
Man, oh man,
this is
I
going to
love
be
it.
a lot of running around, to tell you the truth. You're going to have Danny Dimes running from TJ Watt the whole time. You're going to have,
Yeah, it's gonna be ugly. Yeah, it's gonna be ugly. It'll be, you know what? That might be entertaining to watch. If I can get Ritter and Daniel Jones on the same weekend, it's a good
We
weekend.
need that game for next week.
Yeah.
We need that. You know what? I need to look at the Giants schedule. Like, I need to look at the Giants schedule because I need to see if they're gonna play them. Let's see. Missed opportunity. Missed opportunity.
That'd be beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Go on.
Can I just read out the Giants schedule
Oh,
for the rest of it?
please do.
Okay, so Pittsburgh, and then next week they face Washington, then they face Carolina,
Okay.
then they face Tampa Bay,
Oh.
and then Dallas, then the Saints, then they get Baltimore, Falcons, Colts, and then Philly to end out the year.
You know what? I almost thought, I'm like, wow, with that first bit of schedule, I'm like, you know what? They're gonna win some games in there. And then you just said the rest of it, and they ain't gonna win a game.
They right when they get to December 15th on that last 4 weeks, when you say Baltimore, Atlanta, Colts, Philly, and possibly Derek Carr and all of them might be back for the Saints at that point. So they might not win a game in December. They can possibly win if Jaden Daniels is playing, they possibly could win one game in November, 1 to 2 games in November if Jaden isn't playing. And don't forget that game with Carolina is in Germany.
Oh,
So that is
man.
7:30 in the morning game.
Is that a game you want to get up for? Are
Yeah.
we that diehard of football fans?
If we possibly could get Bryce versus Danny
Oh,
Dimes,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
you need to wake up for that game.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to see who's there for Ritter to face. I want to see Ritter's lineup for the rest of the season.
It's going to be amazing.
Let's see. So, KC this week. Oh my gosh. KC, Cincy, Miami, Denver, Chiefs, Bucks, Falcons, Jacksonville, Saints, Chargers.
Over, under, one more win this year.
Holy shit.
Over, under, one more win. They might, if Carr's not playing, they might win that last game, that second last game.
They might win the Saints game, but by the Detroit game, I mean by the Bucks game, Evans will be back.
And Evans is going to light it up.
And if the rumors are true, they might have Cooper Kupp
Right.
at that point.
I mean, Baker's got experience with Cooper Kupp. I would be mad about it. Baker's resurgence was on the Rams.
That's what I'm saying. He's probably, if there's one person probably pushing for him to go over there, it's Baker. So, wonderful. All right.
Wonderful.
That's all I can say about that one.
Wow. Sorry, Josh. We love
Yeah.
you.
And just enjoy football like a regular football fan for the rest of this season.
You don't have to root for anybody. It's all good.
You're all good. But yeah, this was the 7K Pick Podcast. We will be back next week. I guarantee you that there's going to be news that breaks over the next little while, especially as we're approaching trade deadline in 2 weeks. Yeah, it's going to be interesting by the time we come back. Hopefully, no big major news breaks. If there are, we might do like a quick emergency pod, but most likely you'll just catch us back next week. Enjoy football this week. You don't have to wake up early this week. No 7:30 games. Just enjoy it. And yeah, we'll see you guys back here next week. Peace.